New music on Music and Conversations on Amazing 102.5.
We bring it down. Thank you. Way down. Hey guys, we had a little problem with the intro there in the beginning. You can bring it down a little bit more. Yeah, because it's loud in my ear. That's okay. I know it's the mic is loud.
You're on the air.
I know I'm on the air. I'm trying to tell. Okay, good. There we go. Now. You know, I still have, even if I'm on the air, I still want to keep my hearing. Okay. That's okay. We're fine. Hey, look, guys, we're featuring the Dramatics this week. I had a conversation with L.J. Reynolds, and we taped an interview for the show today, but the audio was horrible, so I did not want to play it, and you couldn't hardly hear L.J. at all. But I still wanted to feature their music. I think they're one of the best R&B groups that there has ever been. You know, I know the Temptations have had a lot more hit records, but I think they just had a better staff of writers. But these are some performing guys. I want to hit my audience with some of the records that I love. Next one is Open the Door to My Heart. L.J. Reynolds is a monster on this. Oh, you got In the Rain coming. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Hey guys, we're back. That was Dramatics. I want to go outside in the rain. We're kind of getting ourselves together.
Dramatics. One and only Dramatics.
Yeah, the one and only Dramatics. I wanted to play some of the other stuff that they got, but we're going to get to that. You know, I didn't get a chance the other week to say happy birthday to my baby girl, Rocky, which I said happy birthday to Michelle. That's right. And,
Happy birthday, Rocky.
I also wanted to talk about, you know, the guy, Phil Chess, that owned Chess Records just passed.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And we definitely have to say something about Skipper Lee that just passed, which was an icon in this market.
The one and only Skipper Lee Frazier, absolutely. The Mountain of Soul.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I did attend the funeral, you know, briefly. Uh-huh. It was a very elegant funeral, you know. It was just for a man of his standards.
Oh, absolutely. He was the man. When I first came in this market, he was the man.
Yeah. Right, and he had, of course, he had a microphone. He was buried with his microphone.
Okay. Okay. He would have got a kick out of that.
Uh-huh. And everybody paid a tribute
played
to
homage.
Him.
Played homage. Absolutely.
Paid homage, you know, because he was incredible. He did a lot for me. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you wanted to be like a Skipper Lee, you know, because of his fame and recognition in the community.
Well, he was a nice guy,
He's a very nice guy.
You know, and that was a rarity in that.
Right.
You
he know. Was a very nice guy. Very nice pleasant. Guy. Uh-huh. You know, he was something else though back in the day.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I love him. I mean, now he made a real impact in this market with radio and music. I wanted to say rest in peace, Skip. Okay.
And it was not a rinky dank funeral. It wasn't a rinky dank funeral.
And I'm sure they didn't give him one.
No, it was a very classy funeral.
Sure he wouldn't give him one. He wanted to hit us with another one of the outstanding tracks. This is one of my favorites here with LJ Reynolds leading. The Dramatics.
Hello? This is Jim. LJ, baby. Wait a minute. Wait, please. Don't hang up on me. You see, I know you've been going through some changes. But I've been going through some changes myself. I've been walking the floors and can't sleep. Slamming doors, darling. I mean, this is just a drag, and it's all because I can't get over you.
I can't get over you.
I've tried and I've tried. Oh, I can't get you off of my mind. This feeling I have
for you
is strong and deep. The flame I can't put out. I've tried to do without you. Find someone new. You found yourself a new love. And this my mind.
Hi, this is L.J. Reynolds of the Dramatics, and you're listening to Music and Conversation with T.C. Tompkins.
Hey guys, we're back. That was another monster record by the Dramatics with L.J. Reynolds singing. You know, I guess I'm somewhat prejudiced because I spent a lot of time with these guys back when they were signed, with when I was working with ABC Records. And also, I didn't know him when I was working with Stax, but back when I was working with ABC Records, they used to be in the Houston market every week. Matter of fact, they were like, they were like Maze was back, not like Maze is in this market now.
Maze, you know? And Petty.
Yeah, except right. except the Dramatics don't receive the kind of airplay that Maze does, you know.
Right, but let me say something about the Dramatics, you know. Besides the Temptations, in terms of their performance, the Temptations back in the day would give you a show.
Yes.
Nobody compared to the Temptations except for the Dramatics.
That's true.
In terms of the stage performance,
yeah,
because they were whirling and twirling and moving all over the place. Then they had the harmony to back it up, and it was like, oh my God.
Oh, you know, yeah. They put on the show, dog.
They put on the show. My man, what was that little dude named?
Squirrel.
Squirrel, right.
Yeah.
Squirrel was twirling and flying, and, you know.
Yeah, I said, and Rod with his,
Oh, it was, and all of them had, you know, brought something different to the table, just like the Temptations did, but they weren't as big as the Temptations.
No.
Because they didn't have the same amount of hits, you know,
or the backing.
Yeah. But the Dramatics, man, you know, what you got,
they're monsters.
What you see is what you get. Me and Mrs. Jones on Outside in the Rain. I mean, those are just total classics.
Total
hit records. You can't, you know, they stood the test of time.
Yeah, my wife always talks to me now about Ron Banks because she knew Ron. When he was living, you know. Matter of fact, and I hate to tell my audience this, Squirrel is, I think, the only living member that's still alive, and he has throat cancer.
Oh, wow.
And he's in our prayers. I think it just came back. He had had an operation, something. I spoke to LJ about it last week, and he was telling me that, because LJ and Squirrel are the only two original members left.
Right, right.
And matter of fact, if you want to keep it real, LJ's not really an original member. Not when they did In the Rain and all that other stuff. He came in afterwards, that, you know. But we're going to hit you
with... But one more thing, you know, if you want to do yourself a favor, go back, go look into some of the YouTube videos.
Of them performing.
Of them performing.
I know.
If you don't know much about the Dramatics, do yourself a favor. Go look them up, the Dramatics, and you'll see what I mean in terms of the performance and the caliber of their music and the vocal arrangements and their style. It's just totally incredible.
Oh, they're a hot group, man. I used to love them. Matter of fact, one of my wife knows about this, is that I was down here with a group in Houston with Sun.
Right.
That Capitol had. That never did. Nothing ever happened with them. But I was here with the Dramatics, and we had missed our flight or something. And Ron and I had to make it to Dallas for the next date. And it was a tornado or hurricane or something here. And we lied and got on the last flight from Southwest Airlines to Dallas. And we lied and told them we had tickets in. Man, that was the scariest flight of my life. The plane must have dropped the list 200 or 1,000 feet, but that's another thing. Hit us with some of that music.
Come on.
Okay.
Well, you leading up into the rain.
Leading into the rain.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
We'd like to dedicate this to all the lovely ladies of the world, and especially to those by the last name of Jones. You see, if your last name happens to be Jones, then we send this out to you, especially. Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing.
Jones. Ooh, ooh. Baby, on a wall underneath the staircase in the hall. On a hook behind the door in the closet on the floor in the cupboard on the shelf in the basement in the dark. Oh, anywhere. There's a place for me in your heart. Wanting you, needing you, loving you, oh, waiting for to your heart to swing open.
Conversations on Amazing 102.5.
Hey guys, that was another hit record by the Dramatics. I've got some stuff by LJ Reynolds as a solo artist that we're going to get to later on in the show.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Who was the bass singer in there? Was that
Willie?
That was Willie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he brings it up.
Oh, Donnie?
Come on in.
Yeah. I mean, I know I'm prejudiced, but I don't think there was a better alto, whatever they call it, tenor than Ron Banks, man. Ooh, that boy's just awesome. He was just awesome, man.
But looking at your notes, I mean, it's, wow, they go back to 64.
Yeah.
1964, wow, with their hits. Mm-hmm. And that was don't seem like that long ago, I guess.
No, well, I mean, you lived it.
Right, and then in the 1970 when In the Rain came out.
Uh-huh.
And what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't even think I got that one. Did I get that one? Did I bring that one? I don't think I did. What you see, we played it. That's right. Yeah, we sure did play it.
That's a two. Yeah. That's a twofer.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but look, we're going to hit our audience with some new music. We've got some new music. Every week we try to at least introduce a couple of new records to our music, to our listening audience. We got a record by Twister that I really like. And it's got that old track next to you. I think it's the Rolls Royce old track that they got this on. Okay? Well, go ahead, hit us with some of that new music, and then we'll get back and we'll be talking to you in a moment.
I wanna get next to you. of the faking. Could you tell me, is this seat taken? If it ain't, then can I sit there? Yeah, complimenting like a gentleman because I know there's black there. All the time in the back of my mind, I wanna say that's my there. With the swag of a diva, hot but not too flamboyant. Nope, wishing I could communicate with her through clairvoyance. Yes, telepathy and I can tell her what I really feel about it when I have a doubt. Pretty skin and your lips look so soft. Don't talk, shh, be quiet. Can't you tell what I be thinking about when you see my eyes? They say I'm looking at you like prey, and I'm a lion and I'm finna make a move. What up? Cause I really wanna see her on my arm a lot. Try to be her friend, I'ma be so close, I become her confidant.
That's right.
But play hard to get and tell me, why don't I just go? Well, I think you oughta. So, so.
Conversations on Amazing 102.5. I guess I just like old school tracks. You know, that's probably why I like that that Twister track with that Rolls Royce track in there from Car Washer, as the girls used to say when they were kids.
They stole it.
Yeah, Car Washer. I like that track. You know, matter of fact, my subject that I was going to talk about today, because we always have to have a little discussion during this thing, is I'm looking at the, decline in R&B sales. And I was talking to a couple of friends of mine that are program directors at R&B radio stations, and I was kind of offset when he told me that none of these R&B stations have the same format. It's just like this kind of an open wild, wild west thing. Some of them play a ton of oldies and very little new R&B music. And then some of them will call themselves oldie stations and put in just a few new releases after they get to be so hot. You know, matter of fact, most of these urban AC stations, that's what we call them nowadays, which I think was a gross misjustice when they changed from being black radio. But, you know, who the hell am I?
Well, I think it's a big reason is because the corporation take over, like the Clear Channel, the Radio Ones.
Them want to be known as a black station.
Right,
huh?
You know, and they... White people study us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Just to be frank, that's true.
They study us and say, oh, this is what we like. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's fair. Because of the fact that, you know, they don't know us and know what we like. They study us, take us to focus groups, take a few people and say, okay, this is what we should be playing across all of our stations.
Yeah, well, but you know what? Black programmers did this to us now. I mean, because one of my favorite heroes is Jerry Bolden, which was enacted urban radio, started using that term urban instead of black.
Right, and he became a consultant.
Yeah.
To corporations. So he getting a bigger check to consult stations all across the marketplace.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, every market is basically different. You know, New Orleans is different from Houston. Houston is different from Chicago.
See, they did it for money reasons. Urban radio was really to kind of take that black stigma off of black radio and call it something else other than black.
Which, to get the crossover bucks.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what, to get the crossover bucks.
Rather than saying black radio, they say, okay, money's green. We're urban. Adult contemporary, yeah, so that we can get...
We're not black anymore.
Right, especially when you go to agencies. you define yourself as a black station, and the agencies who are mostly... Lily White.
Absolutely.
In the big agencies, and you try to tell them about black radio, and it's like a turnoff. They don't know it, so they don't buy it.
No.
So,
well, urban, matter of fact, we've tainted urban also, too, because I tell you, if you talk to any major label now, they don't really put any money into urban music anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's all into rhythmic and top 40 and hip-hop. Now, let me ask you this. Can you tell me the two formats in music that has not lost any gains or any money as far as, like, you know how the digital thing has changed everything and how sales have gone down?
Right.
And can you tell me the formats that have grown during this time?
Well, rap and urban?
No, not rap. Yes. Rap has declined, too.
Rap has declined, but...
Yeah.
Country.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're going to buy some music.
Okay, country music.
And what else?
Country and Latin.
And Latin?
Yeah.
Oh, all those.
I have a reason. I believe that country music. First of all, I believe that country music has survived and grown from this for several reasons. One of which I believe is their artists interact with their fans, always has been. They always have a personal relationship with their fans and their audience. They spend time with their audience.
It's money. That's why Fantasia went over to the urban market.
Oh, absolutely. It did country.
The one I love.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah. Oh, she got a country
and
track
ugly,
on
right.
there, too. Absolutely.
Ugly. Right. You know, that's nothing but a country track.
She do the hell out of it, too, bro. Fantasia can say anything. But, I mean, I was studying this for us to talk about today. First of all, I just think that urban black radio diversifies their airplay too much. You know, they try to please too many people. They don't really keep the marketplace open for any new R&B acts. They basically jam their program with nothing but oldies. But they want that audience familiarity. They don't want you to hear anything that you may change the dial. So they want you. This is what whenever I work an Urban AC record, they do research on it, see the recognition, how audience responds to it. Do they recognize the name? Do they recognize the sound? And it has to get to that point before you can make top 20 at Urban AC. So it has to be a certain familiarity about the artist with their audience.
But then too, program directors do the artists a disservice by not giving the opportunity.
I believe so, absolutely.
Not giving the opportunity to hear new music and hear what's else out there and playing the same thing over and over and over again. It's good to hear, something that you like to a point, but then again, you want to hear something fresh.
They beat it in the ground.
You know, the same thing, and you know it's coming, but you still want to hear something new and fresh and different, because it's out there. You know, as we change, society changes, people... You want to hear good music.
Well, we're music people, basically, and we want that. But radio people are bottom line.
They're
people.
Lazy. A lot of them are lazy.
Well, they're bottom line people, too, though, because they want to play something that their audience is familiar with. Don't
they're
change
scared.
The time.
They're scared.
And they're too scared, too. That's
they're
true.
Scared.
They're scared.
Scared to step out on the limb. So
Now, they ain't going to play. Hey, look, I want to say happy birthday, too, today. It's Deborah Carter's birthday, Don Carter's wife.
Okay, happy birthday.
That's right. You know Deborah.
I know Deborah. That's
absolutely. She is a queen to have stayed with the Carter for as long as...
That's no story. Keep moving.
For as long as she has. But look, we're going to hit you with some L.J. Reynolds music, which is the lead singer. L.J. had a project, a solo project a few years ago called Come Get to This. That's what I want to play. It's come
New
into
music
this
on music.
Boy,
my
engineer is classic today. And she be on it. She usually be on it.
You're a liar.
And that's not.
Cheater. Thank you.
Hey guys, this has been a quick hour. I really enjoyed this week, and my man came in late, and we had a chance to get a talk about you. You know, who are you talking about? Who did that?
Who?
You know, matter of fact,
who is
I still got a couple of moments. Hey, look, I wanted to do my This Day in Music History, which I forgot to do. I wanted to say this is the day that Amy Winehouse, which I loved, in 2006 recorded her recording Rehab. Send me to rehab. Okay. And also Culture Club, which is the act we both work with.
Do you really?
No, don't do that. Yeah. Culture Club, number one record for Do You Really Want to Hurt Me in 1982. Okay. And I did mention that our man Phil Chess, which was a big beginning in blues and R&B, died, you know, just died this week. We've been a lot of us leaving, Skipper Lee, you know, just as long as I'm not on that list. But hey, hope to be with you next week. God bless. And we're going to leave with another L.J. Reynolds track. Which one are you going to hit us with?
Baby Come Back.
Oh, I love this track. It was a little bit too pop for black radio, but this is a great track. Go ahead. Hit it, L.J.
apologize. I was wrong, and I just can't.